Hey, if you want a firearm that is easy to transport, you got to check out the U.S. Survival Rifle from our friends at Henry Repeating Arms. Now, it is a portable rifle that you can put together, take apart in just minutes. And then when you're not using it, you can store the parts in the little case that it comes in. It's so small, you can store it pretty much anywhere, and it's light enough to carry everywhere. Now, it comes in black and two different camo patterns, and you can pick one up for $300 to $400, depending on the finish. Check out their videos. Go to their website. It's one word, henryusa.com/survival. And while you're there, make sure you order their free catalog. Now, Henry makes more than 200 rifles and shotguns and revolvers, all made in America, all backed by a lifetime satisfaction guarantee and the best customer service in the business. Go to their website, henryusa.com. Get their free catalog. They'll send you free decals and a list of dealers where you are. That's henryusa.com, free catalog decals for the Henry U.S. Survival Rifle. All right, who's there for heroes or their families left behind when a service member or a first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who helps our country's homeless vets? And who helps our nation to never forget 9/11/01? I'll tell you who. It's the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. Now the foundation's Gold Star, Fallen First Responders, Smart Home, and Homeless Veterans programs and the foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrances all across America. Over 80 runs, walks, climbs a year, dozens of golf outings, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute. They're educating kids from kindergarten through 12th grade to help our nation keep their vow to never forget. Never forget the sacrifices of our country's greatest heroes. They're hoping all of us will donate $11 a month. Just go to their website, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org, the letter T, number 2, letter T.org for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today.
For our final news roundup and information overload.
All right, news roundup and information overload hour. Here's our toll-free telephone number. It's 800-941-SHAWN if you want to be a part of the program. This issue about P. Diddy and the raid on his homes and the stories that are coming out, it is getting more, it's expanding second by second, day by day. Now we have a royal wrapped up in this thing. That being Prince Harry in this particular case, creepy footage of P. Diddy and Justin Bieber when he was 15 has resurfaced and is now at the forefront. You have people following him and his private jet and weird traveling that has gone on following the raids on the rapper's home. I mentioned that, you know, Prince Harry has been named here. New York Post has a point that an article about how he's been untouchable, but now people are out to take him down, and he's out. And his response is to blast the feds and their military level force during the raid of his homes, calling it a witch hunt. Okay. However, there's a lot of stuff emerging here. One thing that really caught my attention was 50 Cent when he actually said, yeah, they don't go at you like that unless they got something really serious to go after you on. But others, interestingly, are speaking out about P. Diddy. One of them is Usher. This is him in 2016 saying that he saw some curious things while living at Diddy's mansion in 94 when he was 14. He said this on a Howard Stern show. Take a listen.
I moved to New York City. And I lived with Sean Puffy Combs for a year.
That's the crazy thing. Now, that was L.A. Reid's idea, right? We're sending you over to something called Puffy Flavor Camp.
There you go.
To learn
Flavor
some
Camp.
Yeah,
Flavor
that's
camp.
What it was called. And you're going to go to Puff Daddy's.
He's
gonna
in the 90s. Do you understand what that's like?
Puffy's place was like just filled with chicks and orgying like nonstop, right?
No, not really. It was curious. I got a chance to see some things.
Yeah, but you were 13. What were you seeing?
I went there to see the lifestyle.
Right.
And I saw it. And it was but I don't know if I could indulge and understand what I was even looking at. It was pretty wild. It was,
so nobody
it was
tried to, you know, some woman didn't come along.
I didn't say that. What I did say is that there were very curious things taking place.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't necessarily understand it.
Does he have you doing any chores? Are you doing dishes at all? I mean, to keep you humble somewhat, or are you just like, can you stay up till 4 a.m. with them and party?
I mean, I could. Actually stayed up longer than them.
Do you have money? What's going on?
I mean, I had like per diem. Yeah. I had like, you know,
what
like a
living. Life.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
14 years old. You're a dad now. Would you ever send your kid to Puffy Camp?
Hell no.
See?
Wow, pretty revealing. Now, comedian Cat Williams said the following in January of this year. Listen to this prediction.
I came in this business saying I was going to expose. Period. All of these big deviants is all catching hell in 2024. It's up for all of them. It don't matter if you Diddy or whoever you is. T.G. Jakes, any of them. All lies will be exposed. That's all. And anyone who takes that the wrong way, know why they take it the wrong way. The truth is the light.
Wow. What a prediction. I don't know what's going on here, but it is getting more bizarre by the day with every revelation and all the people being implicated in this. Cuba Gooding Jr., his name has been mentioned. Among them, Pastor T.D. Jakes. Wow, he's really famous. I've actually watched him preach. He's very good. I'm a little surprised about that. Anyway, here to maybe break this down for us, and then we'll talk a little bit about MSDNC, Joe Concha, author of the bestseller Come On Man, Fox News contributor. Also with us, Kaylee McGee White. She is a Steamboat Institute Blankley Fellow and Restoring American editor at the Washington Examiner. Appreciate both of you being with us. Let me begin with you, Joe Concha. What is going on here? This seems to be really blowing up. And I don't know if you saw the other headline. An ex-Syracuse basketball player has been arrested for ties to Sean Diddy Combs. What do you make of that?
I think there's a lot of smoke here to the point of a California wildfire, Sean. I mean, we got multiple suits against P. Diddy. You have the feds going in there in tactical gear on a federal level. So you don't do that unless you have the goods, or at least you think you have the goods. And we are talking about a widespread, dangerous, criminal sex trafficking organization. We have singers like Casey Ventura signed a 10-deal album with Combs when she was 19, accusing him of sexual misconduct, harassment, sex trafficking, rape. You have his most recent producer, Rodney Jones, worked at his latest release. That's Combs' latest release, filing a civil suit in federal court, talking about how Combs forced Jones to solicit sex workers, take illegal drugs. I mean, so it's not just one person accusing, and it's he said, she said, or in this case, she said, he said. These are multiple people close to Combs, who has been, you know, an icon in the rap world. We're talking for about 30 years now, right? And it seems like, I hate to use the term, the walls are closing in, because we hear so much about Trump, but the walls truly are closing in here.
Well, let me get your take, Kaylee McGee White, and how bizarre is it in January that Cat Williams mentioned T.D. Jakes and Diddy, that this would happen this year? That was a little freaky to me.
Yeah, it's clear that a lot of people in the industry, a lot of people who were familiar with P. Diddy, were well aware of his behavior, which has been well documented for years. I mean, you really only need to take a look at some of the lyrics in his songs to know that he's glorified the exact lifestyle that he's being accused of. But there were multiple incidents back, you know, starting in 1999 when he was arrested for beating a music executive with a Terrafone and a champagne bottle.
That's right.
Was when he was arrested at a party in Manhattan with his then-girlfriend, Jennifer Lopez, and witnesses there said that he had a gun on him. He was ultimately acquitted. But, this is a behavior that he's been displaying for years now, and it seems that a lot of people, like Cat Williams, are really sick of being quiet about it and are ready to start coming forward.
Well, I'm not sure how this is going to play out. I do believe that people are innocent until proven guilty. However, this certainly does not bode particularly well for him. I'm not sure what to think about this, but maybe 50 Cent is right. If there's that much smoke, Joe Concha, there's probably a good reason behind this, and we're going to find out in the days and weeks to come.
Yeah, it's an avalanche effect too, right? So then every day you're going to hear somebody else coming forward, because now you don't have to fear Diddy anymore at this point, or at least his money or his legal team. So if enough accusers come out, it's almost like Jeffrey Epstein. Suddenly 5 or 6 or 10 becomes dozens, and at that point the media avalanche will obviously fuel this, because this again is one of the biggest stars ever to come out of the rap industry. So, you know, I'm with you, right? He deserves his day in court. Everybody deserves due process, but these are a lot of allegations, and you got to think at some point, in a world where everybody has a camera on their phone, something damning is going to come out where you're like, oh, okay, well, maybe I don't give him the benefit of the doubt anymore. But until that happens, we will give him the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah, I mean, this raid was a full-on force of nature by the feds. Kaylee, what's your take? Is there, I mean, when you listen to Usher, when you listen to Cat Williams, when you listen to others and making predictions like this, and people talking about how, quote, great his parties were and what they were known for, pictures being painted, that's for sure.
Right. And, you know, the charges here really aren't just against Diddy. They're also against the entire music industry. This lawsuit that was filed earlier this year by Rodney Jones named several music executives as being complicit in the acts that he's accused Diddy of. And one of the things that you already mentioned were the parties. One of the bodyguards who was at the party said that it was well known that the girls were intentionally roofied, that they would bring in sex workers for that explicit purpose. And there were multiple highly influential people in attendance at these parties, from the music industry, from outside the music industry. And it was just a well-known thing. And so I think that's why when we hear allegations of sex trafficking, it rings to us as extreme, because the way that I'm looking at it, this was a completely normalized pattern of behavior for people in the music industry for decades. And yet, that's exactly what it should be considered as. If these allegations are true, it should be considered as sex trafficking. So I think it is a bit shocking, you know, to hear about, but this is just the reality of the industry.
All right, quick break. We'll come back more with Joe Concha and Kaylee McGee-White. Then we'll hit the phones toll-free. It's 800-941-SHAWN if you want to be a part of the program. All right, I want you to meet Kelsey. Now, when she found out she was pregnant, well, she wasn't really sure where to turn, but after meeting with counselors at Preborn Network Clinics, well, guess what? They loved her, they supported her, and they gave her a free 4D ultrasound for her to actually hear her baby's heartbeat.
When a mother looks at her child through a sonogram, it does something to you. You know, I ended up deciding to keep my son, who is now 5 years old today. He's amazing. He brings absolute joy to my heart. I could not imagine life without him.
Can you help out this great mission of Preborn? And maybe even in a big way, every donation is tax deductible. They don't get a penny from the federal government like Planned Parenthood. They rely on people that believe in the sanctity of life and people in the pro-life community. Now to donate, just dial #250, say the keyword baby, #250, keyword baby, or just go to their website, preborn.com/Sean. That's preborn.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Hey, if you want a firearm that is easy to transport, you got to check out the U.S. Survival Rifle from our friends at Henry Repeating Arms. Now, it is a portable rifle that you can put together, take apart in just minutes, and then when you're not using it, you can store the parts in the little case that it comes in. It's so small, you can store it pretty much anywhere, and it's light enough to carry everywhere. Now, it comes in black and two different camo patterns, and you can pick one up for $300 to $400, depending on the finish. Check out their videos. Go to their website. It's one word, henryusa.com/survival. And while you're there, make sure you order their free catalog. Now, Henry makes more than 200 rifles and shotguns and revolvers, all made in America, all backed by a lifetime satisfaction guarantee and the best customer service in the business. Go to their website, henryusa.com. Get their free catalog. They'll send you free decals and a list of dealers where you are. That's henryusa.com, free catalog decals for the Henry U.S. Survival Rifle. You know, since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been committed to supporting our nation's first responders and veterans. Now, they are the heroes that put their lives on the line for our communities and our country. Heroes like U.S. Army Major Jonathan Turnbull. Now, Major Turnbull sustained devastating injuries at the hands of an ISIS suicide bomber. Now, the complete loss of his left eye, a puncture to his right eye. He needed more than 20 surgeries and countless hours of rehabilitation. Tunnel to Towers thankfully paid off his mortgage, and they gave him a specially adapted smart home designed for his needs. His home also gives him hope. And with the help of people like you, the foundation supports families like the Turnbulls. Join Tunnel to Towers. This is a great mission. They support America's heroes. They're hoping all of us will donate $11 a month so this great work continues. Their website, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org. The letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org. The letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. Hey, Sean Hannity here. Will you join me in fighting the epic battle of the millennium? Do you realize since the overturning of Roe v. Wade, abortion states now have seen a huge increase in patients? Now, sadly, babies' lives are more at risk than ever, and that's why Preborn has stepped in. And they use the science of 4D ultrasound to introduce expecting moms to their precious babies, and this science works. When a mom is in crisis and hears that baby's heartbeat or sees him or her on an ultrasound, guess what? They're more than twice as likely to choose life. Now, 5 ultrasounds are just $140. That would help perhaps rescue 5 babies' lives. If you donate now, that just donate securely. You can do it by dialing #250 on your cell, saying the keyword baby, #250, keyword baby, or go to their website, preborn.com/Sean, S-E-A-N, preborn.com/Sean. You will never regret helping this organization. Unlike Planned Parenthood, they don't get a penny from the federal government. They rely on your generosity. Hey, if you want a firearm that is easy to transport, you got to check out the U.S. Survival Rifle from our friends at Henry Repeating Arms. Now, it is a portable rifle that you can put together, take apart in just minutes. And then when you're not using it, you can store the parts in the little case that it comes in. It's so small, you can store it pretty much anywhere. And it's light enough to carry everywhere. Now, it comes in black and 2 different camo patterns. And you can pick one up for $300 to $400, depending on the finish. Check out their videos. Go to their website. It's one word, henryusa.com/survival. And while you're there, make sure you order their free catalog. Now, Henry makes more than 200 rifles and shotguns and revolvers, all made in America, all backed by a lifetime satisfaction guarantee and the best customer service in the business. Go to their website, henryusa.com. Get their free catalog. They'll send you free decals and a list of dealers where you are. That's henryusa.com, free catalog decals for the Henry U.S. Survival Rifle. Born on America's darkest day, 9/11/01, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been helping American heroes ever since. And when a first responder or military service member doesn't come home and young kids are left behind, well, Tunnel to Towers, they pay the mortgage on the family home off to lift that financial burden. Now, for catastrophically injured veterans and first responders, Tunnel to Towers builds, well, mortgage-free smart homes that enables severely injured heroes to move around their homes more independently. And through the foundation's homeless vets program, Tunnel to Towers is providing housing and services to homeless vets. More than 3,300 were helped last year alone. And people who put their lives on the line for our country and our communities, they need your help more than ever. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good and never forget 9/11 or the sacrifices of this country's heroes. Donate $11 a month. Go to their website. It's the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org. All right, we'll get to your phone calls coming up on the final half hour of the program today, 800-941-SEAN. But in the meantime, we continue with Kaylee McGee White and Joe Concha. Let's talk about and switch gears here to MSDNC and the fact that the temper tantrums of all their on-air hosts about the hiring of Ronna McDaniel has now resulted in her firing after only one appearance. Apparently, she had signed a 2-year deal, according to what I've been reading and what I've been hearing. And I will tell you, Joe Concha, it's amazing to me that the inmates absolutely run the asylum over there. And the worst part of this, and we kind of get into this with Bill O'Reilly, is this is a lot deeper than I think most people understand, that they don't want another point of view. They actually one of their hosts said, "Oh, we don't mind Republicans coming on the program. We'd love to have Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger on." I'm like, Okay. Yeah. Pick the two Democrats that say they're Republicans. That sounds great. So I'm watching this and I'm thinking they can't tolerate an alternative viewpoint. Are you or have you ever been a Trump supporter or a Republican, for crying out loud?
Right. The only Republicans they want, Sean, is, hey, we welcome the Lincoln Project tonight, or Ana Navarro will join us. You know, all these fake Republicans who, as long as you're anti-Trump, right, then, and you have an R next to your name, boy, you're going to get a lot of airtime there. But to your point, there's potential long-term damage to NBC's news division, which already had credibility issues. I mean, remember, this was once the home of legends like Chancellor, Brinkley, Mudd, Tim Russert. We're a long way from that kind of credibility, because as it stands now, I say NBC should never host another major debate again. And if you're a Republican, or at least one that supports Donald Trump in this election cycle, don't go near Meet the Press ever again, because you know you're not going to get anything remotely resembling a fair interview, because they only want the kind of so-called Republicans that openly root for Democrats to win. So how could anyone outside of staunch liberals ever trust a news division like this that has such a patent disdain for the party and roughly half the voters in this country? And the worst part about this all was, I mean, actually, it was very comical. These on-air personalities, and they're certainly not journalists, we're going to call them personalities, to announce this on such a high moral pedestal, somewhere north of the Pope, on the air, instead of meeting with their bosses privately if they had such a problem with it. And again, this is Mitt Romney's meats we're talking about. Whenever she did interviews, it was like she was at a ChatGPT. She pushed all the right talking points, but this was no great communicator. But still, this has buried anything resembling credibility at NBC News with half the Congress, half the Senate, and half the American people, likely for good, Sean.
I don't know how anybody could look at them the same again. I knew Tim Russert. Tim Russert and I got along great. He would regularly ask me my opinion on issues because he wanted to know how conservatives were thinking. He wanted to be informed. He was curious. Peter Jennings did the same thing. The level of curiosity. Tom Brokaw couldn't have been nicer to me in all the interactions I ever had with him over the years. Lester Holt actually was always nice to me, too. But I don't know. I don't think they recover from this, Kaylee.
Yeah, and what's remarkable is that in this memo that was circulated within the network yesterday, the chair basically not only apologized to everyone for hiring her in the first place, but essentially admitted that they would never make that mistake again of hiring someone with an opposing view. There were two words that he used in that memo that said that it's important for the newsroom to be cohesive and aligned. What is that? What exactly does that mean besides you have to be completely aligned on the DNC's talking points, and anyone who strays from those things is not going to be welcome? So now you have top-level executives essentially admitting that, yeah, that is how they are going to approach news in the future. And I think it really demonstrates not just a disdain for Republicans, you know, or for MAGA, but a disdain for their own viewers. And it's a disdain that they show every single time that they refuse to air Trump speeches as well. They don't trust their own viewers to be able to listen to information that they might disagree with and to determine for themselves what they're going to believe. They want to shield their viewers from opposing viewpoints. And I think ultimately that's because they also have a disdain for the very things that they believe. If they were confident in their beliefs and in their values, they wouldn't mind holding those things up to scrutiny. They wouldn't mind Ronna McDaniel coming on air to push back a little bit. But the fact that they need to erect this giant shield around their entire network and around their viewers shows how little confidence they have in the very things that they believe.
Appreciate both of you. Kaylee McGee-White, Joe Concha. Hope you guys have a great Easter, and thanks for being here today. Rob in the free state of Florida. Rob, glad you are with us. Happy Easter. Happy Holy Week. Glad you could join us.
Happy Holy Week to you as well, Sean. And I think it should be the Hannity and Linda show because she's awesome.
Do you think I could take 3 hours of Linda a day? Do you think she could take 3 hours of me a day? I mean, she has to listen to it, but short of that, it'd be a disaster. It would be a train wreck. One of us has to be the sane person, and the other one will. There's no telling. Here's the little secret about Linda. At any given moment, you have no idea what's going to come flying out of that mouth. You just don't. which makes it very, very interesting, but very scary on the other hand.
Scary but exciting. Scary but exciting.
Well, that's one way to describe it. Linda is smiling ear to ear, aren't you?
You know, the people of Florida have spoken, Sean, and you're there too. So I think you just by right at this point, being a Floridian and loving the free state, you should agree with Rob, you know?
I mean, okay.
Come over
of course.
To the side, buddy. You got to come over to the Florida side. We love Linda.
All right. The people that are kissing Katie's ass and Linda's ass, I mean, you got to stop. It's out of control.
I mean, I don't know if it's an ass kissing so much as it is a reality check, a point of clarity from the sunshine that blesses those. Those of you beautiful there in the state of Florida that you love so much, Sean.
There's nothing you like more than putting me in check. I know. I understand.
I'll let Rob give you his comment, though. It's a good one.
All right, Rob, what's on your mind?
So, hey, I am just wanting to throw something out there. I would like to see a lot of our Republican Congress people and Senate people challenged. I believe that we still have too many establishment people in there. And I'd like to talk about something my brother and I, Ryan, talk about quite a bit, is these bills that come through. And we said there was going to be no more omnibus and it was going to be single-use bills. And that's the way it should be. But we just squeaked through this omnibus bill. And let me tell you something that I did on some research. Did you know that there is $36,560,000 being given to the office of the speaker? He gets
the speaker for the repair work or the remodel. I got it. Yeah, I'm very well aware.
I think that is absolutely the problem with government today. How does Kamala go in at $3 million net worth and is now worth almost 20? How does Joe do it? How does Nancy Pelosi, for God's sake? I know there's insider trading, but these people are getting 2% off the top on these bills and distributing amongst the members. And of course you have a one government situation. They're all enriching themselves, except for a few who are fighting against it. But these establishment Republicans are just as bad or worse than some of these Democrats. At least you know the crazy stances they have on things. But a lot of these Republicans are doing it in the shadows, and that really irritates me. I think, you know.
Well, the problem extends well beyond the Speaker's office, and I will tell you, all of these Republicans that are retiring, do you know that it's never happened in the history of our great republic? Not one time has one party started with a Speaker. And then they lost the speakership. Do you know that is in jeopardy now because so many House Republicans now are leaving, and now Mike Gallagher's leaving and others are contemplating leaving. And according to Ralph Norman, told Fox News Digital, Ralph Norman is from Oklahoma. He says there's no excuse for all of these people leaving. He said the country's at stake. To put the Democrats in control of what might happened is inexcusable. That would mean all investigations come to a screeching halt, number one. But, you know, okay, they got rid of Santos. I said at the time that was dumb. He was not found guilty of anything. You should wait until he's adjudicated. Mike Gallagher, why is he leaving? He's stepping down. Ken Buck is stepping down. Kevin McCarthy stepped down. We're now down to a one vote majority. And it is a very real possibility that there could be a Speaker Hakeem Jeffries before January even comes around, or even Election Day comes around. And it's pissing me off. And I will tell you, and here's the problem that now the whole Republican caucus has. There were about 40 to 50 Republicans that were willing to join with Democrats, potentially could join with Democrats if they didn't pass the omnibus. And I'm not making excuses. In the days leading up to that, right here on this radio program, we had on people like Senator Mike Lee. Mike Lee, I think, had the best short-term solution is, okay, because the bill was dropped on a Thursday, last Thursday at 2:35 a.m., and they're voting on it on Friday. Is supposed to have 72 hours. And what Mike Lee said is pass a 3-week continuing resolution, which they've, you know, this all should have been done by the beginning of the fiscal year, which is October 1 of last year. And here we are, it's April. And after the 3 weeks, give every member a chance not only to read the bill, but then to put forward amendments to take out stuff like you're discussing. And they didn't do it because there were too many Republicans in the House that would side with the Democrats. And it is now, there's nobody, and I understand Marjorie Taylor Greene's frustration because I share a lot of it. But I am just telling you that this majority is hanging by a thread, and you have too many rhino Republicans. I mean, we need conservatives that are elected. And if that means some of them need to be primary, they need to be primary. And maybe that time has come and gone, unfortunately, but we need really strong members of Congress that will unite behind a conservative agenda and fight to secure our borders and fight to get our budget in balance, and that will fight for strong economic policies and energy dominance. And you know, and I mean, it's just right now, you're basically looking at a lame duck Congress and an unwillingness to fight. Now, there are some good things they got through, but the majority, this is crap. It's no way Washington should work. It is beyond dysfunctional at this point. It's unmanageable. Nobody can lead this caucus right now. It's impossible.
There is no reason why these people that stood in front of their constituents and asked for their vote to represent them in the Republican Party to go in, and now only to leave early. They're just screwing their constituents and their country. They should stay to the end of the term, let the elections come, and let them get replaced. But to go ahead and take the only firewall that we have left in our government, as a few people hanging by a thread, and now that we are seeing the exodus of some of these Republicans before the election, you're exactly right. We could have Hakeem Jeffries, and then where are we? Not only
well, a lot of people are. I have no idea if there's any truth to this, but a lot of people are suspicious that maybe these guys are taking high-paying, you know, jobs in the private sector that maybe are only coming their way for the very reason to get rid of the Republican majority. I have no idea. That sounds. Until I see evidence, I don't want to believe that, but it is Washington. Anything's possible when it comes to corruption, right?
Didn't work real well for Rona McDaniel, apparently.
Well, that's a good point. Although, you know, I think she went one term too long by far, and it was time to go. And I wish her the best. I feel bad for her what happened with NBC, however. There is a report today by Politico that McDaniel and her allies are furious about all of this, and they blame the brass at NBC for giving in to the mob that is their on-air radical leftist talk show host talent. And I could see a massive lawsuit and probably a number of libel suits as well. I see all of that in their future. Good luck. Anyway, my friend, appreciate the call. Glad you checked in. 800-941-SHAWN if you want to be a part of the program. Alabama, Terry is next. Where in Alabama are you?
Hello, Sean Hannity. I really appreciate you letting me be a part of the program.
Yes, sir. Where in Alabama are you?
Well, I am in Shelby County, Alabama.
I know where you are.
Below Birmingham.
I know exactly where you are, not far from Montgomery.
That's it. About an hour north of there.
Yeah, what's going on?
Not a bad place to live. Hey, well, once again, thanks for taking my call. I wanted to reach out to you, get your feedback on a question that I have for you. I would like to say I appreciate your successful career and your perspectives that you share with us, and especially
thank you.
Big-time military support. My son currently serves in the United States Army, so that means a lot. Thank you very much.
He's in our prayers, and thank him for his service. He's a hero.
Yes, sir. I appreciate that. Well, I want to kind of set this question up real quick with the possibility of another stolen election. I personally believe that the first one or the last one that we had was stolen. As a matter of fact, I did an internet search and I typed into the search engine, what are the chances of another stolen election? And the only responses or suggestions I could get was the Democrats being concerned and claiming that Donald Trump will steal this upcoming election. The only video clip that I could find that said something different was from another conservative radio host that said that if they have not shot Donald Trump by then, they will steal the election. There's just no way that they're going to let him get it.
Oh, good God. Somebody said that. Listen, I pray for the safety of every politician. It's scary. The environment out there right now is very scary. And, you know, we've got to hope that nothing like that happens to anybody. And I don't care what your political affiliation is. But let me just say this. These are very divided times. And we do not have a voting system that has the most integrity and gives us the most confidence in the results. We just don't. Now, there's a reason places like France and Canada went back to paper ballots. I think we should go back to paper ballots. I think Election Day should be a national holiday. I think that we should have voter ID and signature verification and chain of custody controls. I think we need updated voter rolls, and we need partisan trained observers watching the vote, voting all day and the vote counting all night. And I've interviewed Laura Trump, and that's going to be a top priority. Legal ballot harvesting efforts of the Democrats far surpass that of Republicans. I also think Republicans better get over their reluctance and resistance to voting early and voting by mail. It's not the system I like, not what I would choose. But unless we win elections, we can't change anything. That's the only way you'll ever get to change it. And I think that, in 2020, for example, states that had laws that mandate partisan observers get to watch the vote count, although they'd never made any accommodations for COVID so that partisan observers could do their job. And in some cases, they were 1,000 feet or more away from where the vote counting was going on. You can't see anything in that environment. You had the state constitutions. I mean, you had issues in Wisconsin, real legal issues, a constitutional issue in Pennsylvania. You know, rather than go through the arduous process of having a constitutional amendment, the state legislature there, well, they just passed legislation that changed the Constitution. That is not how you amend the Constitution. But they didn't care, and they did it anyway. The 3-4 decision in Wisconsin should be read by everybody. And a powerful dissent by the Chief Justice in that decision. I mean, everybody should read it. I appreciate the call. 800-941-SHAWN is our number as we continue. I want to remind you, Father's Day and graduation season, they're coming up right around the corner. If you're looking for a great gift, a unique gift, you got to go check out our friends at Henry Repeating Arms and their personalized receiver covers. Now, they're available for Henry's Golden Boy and Golden Boy Silver rifles, which come in 3 calibers, 22 long range, 22 Magnum, 17 HMR. You want to check it out. It's all on henryusa.com, and type personalized in the search box on the website, and then you'll find a link to the product page. They'll give you step-by-step instructions, and you can engrave any message you want, up to 20 words. And the process is easy. It's very affordable, and it does not require a gunsmith. These guns are really head turners. They're top of the line for my collection. And when you add a custom receiver cover, well, they become works of art and family heirlooms that you'll cherish forever. Mine, of course, every Henry I've owned, you can't beat their performance, accurate right out of the box and reliable ever since. All made in America with American parts, old world craftsmanship. Check out Henry's personalized receiver covers if you're looking for a great gift for dads or grads. And be sure to get their free catalog. Go to their website, one word, henryusa.com. They'll send you the catalog, free decals, and a list of dealers where you are. That's henryusa.com. Remember, they have 200 rifles, shotguns, revolvers that you can choose from. And you're going to love this company. I love this company.
King Ted Koppel says Sean Hannity is bad for America. Sean Hannity.
All right, just breaking a short time ago, some sad news for me personally. I knew this man. He probably was the last reason, one of the last reasonable Democrats ever. We just had a really good relationship. We agreed on a lot of foreign policy issues. Joe Lieberman has passed away, former senator from Connecticut and vice presidential nominee. He had a fall at his home in Connecticut. Our prayers are with him, his wonderful wife, and his family. All right, that's all the time we have left. See you tonight at 9 on Hannity. Thank you for making this show possible. More than 200 fire department jurisdictions trust the Knox Entry System to provide secure access to buildings, elevators, and control rooms when seconds matter. Now, businesses, schools, airports, several industrial applications are also using Knox Entry to manage controlled access and authorize service activity for critical assets. Now, Knox Entry allows you to develop a customized access strategy complete with an audit trail and rapid flexibility. Just go to Knox.com for more information. That's KNOX.com. Hey, if you want a firearm that is easy to transport, you got to check out the U.S. Survival Rifle from our friends at Henry Repeating Arms. Now, it is a portable rifle that you can put together, take apart in just minutes, and then when you're not using it, you can store the parts in the little case that it comes in. It's so small, you can store it pretty much anywhere, and it's light enough to carry everywhere. Now, it comes in black and two different camo patterns, and you can pick one up for $300 to $400, depending on the finish. Check out their videos. Go to their website. It's one word, henryusa.com/survival. And while you're there, make sure you order their free catalog. Now, Henry makes more than 200 rifles and shotguns and revolvers, all made in America, all backed by a lifetime satisfaction guarantee and the best customer service in the business. Go to their website, henryusa.com. Get their free catalog. They'll send you free decals and a list of dealers where you are. That's henryusa.com, free catalog decals for the Henry U.S. Survival Rifle. You know, since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation, they have been committed to improving the lives of Americans' vets, first responders, and their families. Now, for over 20 years, the foundation has helped America keep its solemn promise to never forget. Now, Tunnel to Towers provides mortgage-free homes to Gold Star families and the families of fallen first responders with young children. They build specially adapted smart homes for catastrophically injured vets and is working to eradicate veteran homelessness. Now, Dave Marshall served in the Army during World War II and fought in the Battle of the Bulge. Now, he has never forgotten the sacrifices of his comrades in arms, nor the efforts of first responders on 9/11 and in the days and months that followed. He is a loyal and proud foundation donor. Tunnel to Towers is committed to supporting our vets, first responders, and their families, and there are so many of them that need our help. Please join the foundation on their mission to do good and never forget. Just commit $11 a month. You can do it by going to their website, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org. That's the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org. Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today.